It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Ryan, we continue our conversation on the importance of testing cows for ketosis, having good, reliable data that really just makes life easier. And last time we discussed the different ways to test. Let's talk more about the timing and what's your recommendation for testing for ketosis?
So really, as far as testing and monitoring, I've always recommended that cows should have at least one, if not two tests, within the first 7 to 30 days of milk. And so typically, I like to test them somewhere around 7 to 14 days, and then I like to come back again and test them around day 28. And then at that point, if they pass their 28, 30-day check, and they're going to exit the fresh pen, they can exit the fresh pen knowing that they're not in a ketotic state and feel good about the fact that they're going into another pen on a strong start to their lactation. My favorite test, if I'm on the farm, I personally like the blood meter. It's easy to get blood from the tail vein, and I believe with this 94% accuracy that it gives me good data. If a farmer wanted something else that they could use on the farm, I think that Keto Test milk strip is nice. It's 84% accurate, and it requires milk. That's easy. If not, those old Bayer urine test strips are still kind of an old standby. I think they're all decent tests. My favorite's probably the blood meter. I just caution people, just do not use the Keto Check powder that comes in a little glass vial. It has very poor accuracy.
So odds are, when we talk about this, there's going to be some positive tests. So what do you do then?
So there's essentially two schools of thought that you can do when treating your cows. The first one is an oral treatment where we could give them some oral energy substrates like propylene glycol or glycerin or some high-volume drenching that might be mixed up in a 5 to 10-gallon solution of water and pumped into the cow. Typically, those high-volume drenches will have probably a 2 to 4-pound mix that's added, mixed into the water, then pumped into the cow. They're typically a pound to a pound and a half of calcium propionate, quarter pound of potassium chloride, quarter pound of magnesium, maybe some alfalfa meal, maybe a little yeast or something in there. But really, for the high-volume drench, it's that pound to pound and a half of calcium propionate, and it's really the propionic part of calcium propionate that's the energy precursor that's really the ketosis treatment. The other option is intravenous treatment with a dextrose injection, and some people like that. I think my personal favorite is always for our moderate to mild cases, I like to do the oral energy approach, whether that's propylene glycol, glycerin, or the high-volume drench. If you're going to use propylene glycol or glycerin, people typically use 8 to 10 ounces once a day. There was a research trial done that looked at 4 ounces twice a day and found no difference in disease treatment rates when compared to 8 to 10 ounces once a day. So I think once-a-day treatment for 3 days in a row is perfectly adequate for glycerin or propylene glycol for ketotic cows. Same with pumping. Some guys will pump 1 or 2, maybe 3 days in a row with that 5 to 10 gallon solution, and that works as well. I like the oral energy approach because it goes into the rumen, it's slowly absorbed into the bloodstream, and we don't get this, you know, sugar spike and then a big crash. Whenever we give dextrose intravenously, we very rapidly raise the blood sugar, and if we raise it too high, the body will have a compensatory mechanism to lower it, and it'll result in a crash, and sometimes it can even be worse. And it's human nature to think if my cow is sick and has ketosis, more is better. And the dextrose bottles in the United States are 500 milliliters, but we know that the appropriate amount of dextrose for a cow, even in a severely ketotic state, is only 250 milliliters. And so it seems bizarre, but I always encourage my producers, if they only have one ketotic cow, take that bottle of dextrose and dump half of it out, and then IV the cow with 250 mils of dextrose. There's some nice research out there that shows that those cows IV'd with 250 mils of dextrose actually have less frequent relapses compared to cows that have 500 mils of dextrose. Again, we have to fight this human nature and our urge that more is always better, more is always better, more is always better. Well, in this case, it's not. And if we give 500 mils of dextrose, what we've actually done is overloaded that cow's body with such high levels of blood sugar that she essentially physiologically says, oh, this is way too high. We have to get rid of all this blood sugar. She'll dump it into extra milk production. She'll jump it into urine production, and she'll pee a lot of that sugar out, and then the body will actually dry blood sugar too low, and then oftentimes they'll relapse into an even worse ketosis than they started with. That's why I always tell people, if you haven't noticed this, pay attention. When you're IVing a cow for ketosis, if you give her a full bottle of dextrose, very often, before you're even done IVing that bottle of dextrose, they will pee, and that is the body's mechanism already working that quickly, knowing that they're overloaded on sugar and getting that sugar out of the body in the form of urine. So just an interesting note.
Thank you for the time today, Ryan. Dr. Ryan Leiterman is Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.